Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Rue, earlier this week, Tex Walker, co-captain of the Crows, came in, and one of the things he talked about, he said that BMX champion, former world champion, Olympic silver medalist Sam Willoughby came down and spoke to the Crows. His statement was, "It's the best talk I've ever heard."
Yep, in the 12 years I've been at the Crows, we also spoke to Joel Cross, Joel McGarry medalist, who said that Sam had been down to South Adelaide and said it was the best, bar none, that they'd had down there as
which
well.
Which is high praise. So we thought, look, we haven't spoken to Sam for a while. Let's get him on. And we've got him from his home in San Diego. He's only just left Adelaide and flown back. Sam, thanks so much for taking our call.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on what both these footballers and football clubs have said about your speeches, mate. Is this something you're doing more of at the moment, speaking to organisations and businesses around the world?
Yeah, it was very, very kind of them and appreciate the praise. It was the first week of it for me, so South Adelaide and the Crows were two of the first four that I'd ever done, so it is something that I'm looking to kind of do in the future. It was a bit of a trial run the last week that I was in Australia to try it out. Yeah.
Well, you've got off to a good start. If we can just recap for people, you were a world champion. You did have a very bad accident in 2016 where you damaged your C6 and C7 and you didn't have any feeling below your chest. Tell us how life has changed mentally and physically since that accident.
Yeah, it's obviously changed a lot. I mean, I basically 3 weeks after the Olympic Games in Rio, I just had a training accident and yeah, broke my neck at C5-6-7 and basically became an instant quadriplegic. Since then, I've sort of regained quite a bit of upper body function to where my upper body is pretty much fully functional now. Still considered a paraplegic basically from the chest down. But yeah, I guess I was sort of at the top of sport and at the top of my sport and in an instant was sort of at the lowest of lows in life, I guess, with obviously the huge shock of becoming paralyzed and having to then deal with that challenge and went through some pretty dark times and but with the good support of family and friends and sort of have found my way out to be on the other side and in a better place now.
Sam, I don't know what the advancements are like in this area, but when you say that you started to regain movement and feeling in the upper part of your body, does that suggest that with the advancements in medicine that can start to happen with some other parts of your body or not? Do we know much about that?
Yeah, it's still a very unknown injury. So there's some pretty cool stuff on the horizon with stem cells and that kind of thing to try to create nerve regrowth in the spinal cord. So yeah, who knows at this point? Still, obviously, they're still in a lot of trial phases of that kind of stuff, and it's very much an unknown. I still chip away at it pretty much every day with different forms of physical therapy and just trying to regain as much as I can. But the biggest thing for me was getting back to living an independent life and living the best life I can.
Sam, is there a defining moment when you look back now when you bottomed out?
Yeah, probably within the first week. I remember saying to my now wife, just basically asking her to leave me and said, "You're not marrying me, you're not marrying a vegetable." And that was pretty much one of my lowest points, I think, just because I just felt so much guilt for the accident and having put them through that, and there was just so much uncertainty of what the future held and just a lot of negativity around, you know, what the doctors were saying, what my future was going to be, and I just didn't really know how to deal with it all at the time.
What did she say to you? What was her reaction?
You're not a vegetable and we're going to get through this.
So she's clearly a very, very strong character as well, and we give you all of the credit. But obviously you do have to have people like this around you. And we've all read about one of your main goals was to walk down the aisle, and you did achieve that, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing is obviously my wife has been pretty much, you know, my backbone no pun intended. But she, has just been by my side since day one, and never once wavered and never once treated me any different. And that really gave me the strength to sort of keep pushing on. And I was fortunate enough to, after 12 months of work, get myself strong enough to be able to stand at our wedding and walk down the aisle. I had some knee braces on that sort of kept my knees locked out, and with the bit of hip flexor function that I had, I was able to kind of lift and swing my legs through, and we did a slow wobbly walk down the aisle.
So you're walking, you're married, you're not a quadriplegic, you're a paraplegic, you're making good ground, you're making ground every day. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned through this process, and what you could pass on to Triple M listeners out there?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is, and the thing that my talks have been about so far, is just embracing the struggle, and just embracing the struggle every day of putting in the work, knowing that it entitles you to nothing, and enjoying that struggle. And I'm pretty thankful to be where I'm at, and I've worked very hard to get to where I'm at. And, 2.5 years ago, I was told I was going to basically be carried around like a 2-year-old for the rest of my life. So I appreciate where I'm at, and I have tough days still for sure, and as everyone does. And my biggest message is just that, struggle is struggle, whether if it's, trying to win a footy game, or, trying to get myself out of bed in the morning. Struggle is struggle, but it's about embracing that challenge and trying to be the best version of yourself and pushing on.
What are your next goals? You've got so much to offer in so many ways. What do you want to achieve in the next, 12 months, couple of years?
Yes, I'm actually doing some coaching now in BMX. So I'm actually coaching my wife.
Coaching your wife?
So we are, yes. So we are working towards Tokyo next year, the Olympics again. So we've got plenty of races on the horizon. We go to England in a couple of weeks for a World Cup event. And then outside of that, I'm just chipping away every day. I still get in the gym a bit, push myself, and as well as now starting to do a bit of the public speaking. And that's sort of a new journey that I've am trying out, thanks to the support of the guys over at TLA, and they've kind of encouraged me to have a go at that, and I've had good feedback so far. So it's been pretty inspiring for me as well to go and talk to people and share my story.
Now, Sam, you're a very brave man, because I've learned over the years, I've tried to play golf with my wife, I've tried to play tennis with my wife, and, mate, you just cannot win. Whatever you say or do, you cannot win, seriously.
Stop picking on me. Stop pushing me so hard. Good luck,
without
mate.
Embracing the struggle yet.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I'll remember that. Thank you.
He's been embracing it for 40 years.
That's right.
Sam, unbelievable, mate. You need to be full of confidence in what you're going to achieve in the next couple of years, because you've made huge ground already. You're inspiring the Crows. You're inspiring South Adelaide. And you're going to inspire a lot of people where you choose to talk to, or where they're lucky enough to have you, mate. So all the best, buddy, and we'll keep in touch.
Fantastic. Yep, look forward to catching up soon. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Sam Willoughby.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. DistinctiveHomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.